going to commence by singing together the words of hymn number 334. The words will be on the screen. If you have a copy of our own hymn book, it is 334, page 312. It was down at the feet of Jesus, oh, the happy, happy day that my soul found peace in believing and my sins were washed away. We'll stand together as we sing this opening hymn, please. Let's stand and sing. Let's unite our hearts together, please. Again, a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for each one in this meeting tonight that we can say it was down at the feet of Jesus. Oh, that happy, happy day where our souls found peace in believing and our sins were washed away. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee this evening for that moment in our life's experience when our eyes were opened to see our great need of Christ. We thank the Lord that tonight for each one that's redeemed, each one that's saved in this place. We praise the Lord tonight that we have a wonderful heritage. We thank the Lord tonight that we have a wonderful privilege. We thank the Lord tonight that we are Thy children. We praise the Lord this evening that we are no longer the children of wrath. But Lord, we thank Thee that we've been lifted out of sin and we've been brought into Christ. We thank the Lord for that wonderful transaction that has taken place in our hearts and lives. Heavenly Father, it is our prayer, it is our desire tonight that those gathered here, listening online, are still out of Christ and far from God. Lord, still under the condemnation of God for their sin. We pray, Lord, that this night they might flee to Christ. Lord, that they might run to Him. Oh God, we thank Thee this evening that in Christ there is a fullness. Praise Thee, Lord, tonight in Christ there is a sufficiency to meet all of our need. And Heavenly Father, we thank Thee tonight that the blood of Jesus Christ still cleanses from sin. We thank the Lord already for hearing of Thy salvation this day. We thank the Lord for those who have been taken out of nature's darkness. We thank the Lord for those who tonight are rejoicing in the light and the liberty of Thy so great salvation. And Heavenly Father, we pray that before this evening would be finished, Lord, that we might hear of others coming to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Lord, help in this meeting tonight, we pray. We ask, O God, that every eye will be turned to behold the Lamb of God. Lord, that we'll hear thy voice. Lord, that we'll see thee. Bless, Lord, in every part of this meeting. Pray, Lord, especially for Brother Ryan as he come. Minister to us in song. Give him help tonight, we pray. And Heavenly Father, we pray that he might feel entirely at home amongst us. And we pray, Lord, that tonight he'll know great help, Lord, as he would sing the pieces to us this evening. Bless us around the Word of God as we come to the Gospel tonight. Oh God, we pray that this will be a defining moment in the heart of some poor sinner. Lord, as they've come into this place out of Christ, may they go away a new creature in Christ Jesus. Lord, work on, we pray. Speak on, and Lord, that this night we might hear the cry go up from this place once again, what must I do to be saved? And Lord, we thank thee tonight, the answer is still the same, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we look to thee tonight. Give the increase, O God, we pray. Work in hearts. Do that which we cannot do. And Lord, through it all, may thy name and thy name alone be honored and glorified. We pray for all who have gathered with us tonight. Remember each one this evening. Lord, we pray for all who are away on holiday at this time. Lord, we pray that they might know a time of relaxation, refreshment. We ask, O God, you'll keep them safe. Bring them back again amongst us, we pray. Remember, Lord, those who are unwell. Remember, Lord, those who are shut in, no longer able to gather with us. Lord, encourage their hearts. Lord, minister to their needs. We pray again for this community. We pray, Lord, for this area. We ask, O God, that you'll work in Ballyhackamore. Lord, work across East Belfast, we pray. And Heavenly Father, we cry unto thee that we might hear of the Lord at work. We might see the hand of God in the salvation of precious souls. Lord, work in spite of the carelessness that there is. Lord, so many, even walking up and down past this church tonight, have no thought about their eternal soul. But, O God, we pray that even this night they might stop, they might consider their latter end. And, Lord, that this night they might turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless every faithful witness across our land and across our nation at this time. We pray, Lord, tonight for those who are serving thee in far-off lands. Encourage them, be with them. Remember, Lord, tonight the persecuted believers. Lord, we pray that you'll be pleased to encourage them, strengthen them in their faith. And Lord, we pray that together the Church of Jesus Christ will rise. And Lord, stand in a day of wickedness and in a day of sinfulness. And Lord, that we might raise the standard high for the gospel of Christ. So, Lord, bless us, we pray. Be with us and give us help. In the Savior's name we ask all of these things. Amen. Amen. This evening, we are delighted to welcome to our congregation in Sandown this evening our brother Ryan Garnham, and also his girlfriend Karis. We're delighted to have you both this evening. I want to thank you both for coming, and especially to you, Ryan, for coming and singing for us. I was told, our brother Paul Roberts, who knows Ryan's daddy Richard very well, I was told I should listen to Ryan singing, because he sang one night on Johnny Ray Hymn Time. I don't know if you ever listened to Johnny Ray on Facebook on a Sunday evening. That was our Sunday evenings always for this past number of months, in fact a year and a half. And that particular evening that Ryan was on, we didn't listen to it. But we did listen to it then whenever we were told about it, and I heard Ryan singing, and I thought, well, this is somebody we need to get to Sandown. Powerful voice, and I know you'll be blessed as you listen to him tonight. Ryan, you're very, very welcome. I want you to know that. I want you to make yourself entirely at home this evening, and we're going to ask you to come and sing your first few pieces for us now. The Lord bless you, and thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I always get a bit nervous whenever the pastor thanks the singer before they've actually sung, because it's like thanking the chef before you've had a meal. You don't know what it's going to be like. But the first piece I'm going to sing is Ancient of Days. And it's one very, very close to my heart. It's by a band called City of Light. But there's an ongoing theme to the pieces I'm going to sing this evening. And it's just, whenever all else fails, there is a hope. And it's in relation actually to your motto text, and I think casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you, which is going to be very similar to the third piece I'm going to sing. But the first one is Ancient of Days.
Kingdoms rise and fall. There is still one King reigning over all. So I will not fear, for this truth remains that my God is the Ancient of Days. Though the dread of night overwhelms my soul, He is here with me. I am not alone. Oh, His love is sure, and He knows my name, for my God is the Ancient of Days. None above Him, none before Him, all of time in His hands, for His throne it shall remain and ever stand. All the power, all the glory, I will trust in His name, for my God is the Ancient of Days. Though I may not see what the future brings, I will and wait for my Savior King. Then my joy complete, standing face to face in the presence of the Ancient of Days. None above Him, none before Him, His throne it shall remain and ever stand. All the power, all the glory, I will trust in His name, for my God is the Ancient of Days. For my God is the Ancient of Days.
Thank you. I have to say a big thank you to Garth for playing for me there. That's great. I just noticed a whole lot of his music fell off the set. Fair play to him anyway. The next piece I'm going to sing is Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. One that I wanted to sing in a church a couple of months ago, and they said, oh, it's a wee bit too evangelical. I said, oh, what? I couldn't believe it. But this would be one of my most favorite pieces, and for me to have the opportunity to go into that church to sing other songs that are just packed full of the gospel was a real privilege, and something that I believe the Lord has called me to do, to go into churches and to sing, to sort of preach through singing, if that's a thing. So this next piece is Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
Turn your eyes upon his glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we follow him there.
Well, thank you for Ryan. I knew you would not be disappointed by that voice. We've been certainly blessed by him being here. We look forward to hearing from him in just a few moments' time, another few pieces that he'll sing to us. Can I ask you, please, at this stage to turn with me in the Word of God for our scripture reading to the book of Joshua, the Old Testament, and to the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 24. Joshua chapter 24, and we're going to read from verse 14, please. Joshua chapter 24, and the verse 14. Joshua, and the chapter 24, and we'll read from verse 14 down to the end of verse 25. Let's hear the word of the Lord. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is, that brought us up out of our fathers and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did great things in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore, we will also serve the Lord, for for he is our God. And Joshua said unto the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If ye forsake the Lord and serve gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he hath done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourselves, that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now therefore put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God we will serve, and his voice will we obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. Amen. May the Lord be pleased to bless the reading of his word to all of our hearts. At this stage, again, let me welcome you all along to our evening gospel service. We're glad to see you. To those who are visiting, we welcome you in the Savior's name. While others are away from holiday, we're glad for those who have come to visit with us, and we welcome you this evening. Welcome you all, and thank you for being with us tonight. Can I just very quickly run through the announcements just before Ryan comes to sing for us again Thursday evening? 8 o'clock, we'll have our Bible study and prayer meeting here in the church. We encourage you to come and join with us this evening, or this Thursday evening, God willing. We're going to look at the subject of the Rock of Ages. Then on Friday at 7:30, there is a special missionary drive-in service held on the farm of our brother Paul Haffey, way out in Donaghcloney. Now, the details are all on the message that I sent out yesterday, so you can get the address and whatever. That's this Friday evening at 7:30, organized by the mission board of our church, and the Reverend Colin Mercer will be the preacher. Others will be taking part as well. Next Sunday, 11:30 and 6:30, and I'll be here to preach at both of those services. Our sister Natasha Atchison will be here to sing. Again, thank you for all your prayers and your support for the week of summer camp that is now finished. And we pray the Lord will speak on even to all the young people who are part of camp this year. Do remember the holiday Bible clubs that are coming up in the local areas, one in Hollywood, and three in Hollywood rather, and three here in the east of the city as well. There's outreach organized for those Tuesday the 10th of August at 6:45. Meeting at the Redburn Community Centre. That's for the Hollywood Holly Bible Clubs, and then for the Bible Clubs here, we're having outreach on Thursday the 12th of August, meeting here in the church at 10 a.m. And those Bible Clubs will take place on Saturday the 14th, Tuesday the 17th as well. Then we have our Friends and Family Service coming up in a few weeks' time, Sunday the 15th of August, 6:30. Raymond and Mark Williamson will be here to take part, and also one of our own deacons will be testifying, our brother John Kennedy. And there will be supper after that meeting. Then we have our Church Day of Fun and Fellowship. I'm not sure what we're doing yet, but we've got the date. That's the main thing. That's Saturday the 4th of September. Please do remember that. Keep it free, and we'll give you more details closer to the time. Our baptismal service on Thursday the 9th of September, and any others who wish to be baptized, please do let us know, please, as soon as possible. Do continue to remember those who are unwell. Remember our elderly and our shut-ins at this time. And the offering boxes are available there. No offerings being taken up during the meetings at this stage, but the boxes are there, and you can put your offerings and tithes in as you leave. A lot of announcements there. I understand that. I appreciate that. So I'll maybe just send out a wee note later on this evening just to remind you of all of them. Ryan, we'll ask you to come and sing for us again, please. The Lord bless you.
So this next piece is called All Your Anxiety and All Your Care. I think this is a Salvation Army one, one that's very close to my heart, to my family's heart. And actually just beneath the title of this, the copy that I have, it has 1 Peter 5 and 7. Just so apt. I couldn't believe it when I actually checked out the church's website to see who was coming to sing for. And I saw this at the top and I thought, wow, God works in mysterious ways. One of my favourite songs, and this is your verse for the year. So yes, if you get the chance to listen to this throughout your year and think of this verse, don't think of me, try and find another recording, whatever, but it just blesses my heart to be able to sing these words in the verse. So thank you.
Burn.
last line, never a friend like Jesus. it reminds me of it's a spiritual piece. What's it go like? I can't remember the name of it. But this next one's a spiritual, and it's called There Is a Balm in Gilead. And Mrs. Sykes, I think she was called, used to sing this. But I came across this a good number of months ago, sung by a choir in America, who it just really spoke to me. It was part of a playlist called Songs for Healing. And at this point in the Old Testament, someone is encouraged, there is hope, there is a balm. And whenever at the very beginning I said, whenever all else fails, and perhaps you don't know where to turn, perhaps you feel really discouraged, and this is the second verse, you think your work is in vain, but yet the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. And it's something that you can sing every day, because I sometimes do it, and it just revives your soul again to keep going, to keep running with endurance the race set before us. So this is There Is a Balm. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Again, our thanks to Ryan for coming and singing for us this evening. We pray the Lord will continue to bless you and use you in your service for the Lord. We've certainly been blessed by you tonight and through you this evening. And pray the Lord continues to be with you, lead you, days that lie ahead, and thank God tonight for that balm. Bam in Gilead. Returning back again to Joshua 24, I told Ryan the longer he sings, the shorter I have to preach. So you should all be shouting amen and hallelujah to that. Anyway, you're not. So that's okay, we'll be out before midnight. Joshua chapter 24. I want to speak this evening on destiny's defining decision. Destiny's defining decision. Look at the words of verse 15. Joshua 24, verse 15. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. As we come to the Word of God, let's just seek God's face in a word of prayer and ask for His help as we come to His Word tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for a very particular sense of Thy presence in this meeting already. We thank the Lord for help given to Ryan as he's ministered to us in song. Be with him tonight. Bless he, bless Carlos, bless their family at this time. Remember his mom and dad, just draw near to them. And Lord, that they may truly know that balm in Gilead. And God, we thank Thee for singing the gospel tonight. We thank the Lord for the one that we can bring all our anxiety to, the one we can bring all our care to. Heavenly Father, we pray now that as we come to the final part of this meeting, that we will know great help. Lord, we pray that tonight You'll stand amongst us, and Lord, may we feel that increasing sense of Thy presence. Speak, O God, we pray. Lord, take this vessel of clay. Lord, we pray You'll hide us behind the cross. May none be seen save Jesus only, no voice be heard. And Lord, that this night someone will decide for Christ. Step out in the promise and get under the blood. Oh, Heavenly Father, speak this evening. And Lord, we pray You'll give deciding grace. Answer prayer for us. In the Savior's name we pray. Amen. Throughout the journey of our lives, it is true to say that we are often faced with decisions on a very regular basis. Some big decisions, some smaller decisions. Perhaps when we were younger, we had what we thought were major decisions to make in our life. What subjects we would study for further study. What career we would choose. The choice of our life's partner. Where we would work. Where we would live. These were all big decisions that we have to make. Sometimes those decisions worked out well for us. Other times they didn't. All of us make decisions. Decisions that will affect and impact our lives. Not only impact ourselves, but impact those around us as well. But this evening as we come to the gospel, as we come to bring our service to a close this evening, I want us to look at a decision that we will all make. You see, tonight in this congregation, you will all make decisions. But the decisions that you will make may be different to the ones that I will make. But here's a decision we all will make. This is a decision that none of us will evade, none of us will get away from. This decision doesn't concern our education or our livelihood or our career path. You see, this decision tonight determines our eternal destiny. Each one of us tonight, as we have sought to say time and time again, each one of us will stand one day before God to give an account of our lives and ultimately give an account of what we have done with the Savior. Because you see, in this meeting tonight, whether you've made many decisions or whether you've made few decisions, there's one decision you have made already. Because tonight in this meeting, here sitting in Sandown Road Free Presbyterian Church, you have either decided for Christ and that you're saved, or you have decided against Christ and that you're lost. And folks, at the end of the day, that's all really that differentiates mankind. It's not about the color of our skin, it's not about our class, it's not about our upbringing. But what we've done with Christ, what we've done with the gospel. Here Joshua presents to the people here in his day this ultimate challenge, and he says to them in verse 15, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. You see, there was no sitting on the fence here. There was no matter of putting this off. There was a decision they were going to make that day, right now. It's a decision you'll make as well tonight. A decision either to continue in your sin or to come to Christ. As we think of this defining decision that will ultimately decide and determine our destiny, where we will be in God's eternity, let's look at verse 15 and look at the verses around it as we come to the gospel tonight. I want you to see, first of all, here with me, the privileges experienced. The privileges experienced. In the first part of this chapter, chapter 24, Joshua reminds the people and recounts for the people how good God has been to them throughout their life. Times they wandered from God, times they went away from God, times they rebelled, times they rejected. But God was still good to them. God was good to them in that He sent them, first of all, preachers of God. Look at verse 5. Joshua 24, verse 5, he says, I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among you, and afterward I brought you out. I sent Moses. Moses is God's man, sent to deliver the people from bondage and from the tyranny. What faithfulness God displayed to those people. There they were in the bondage of Egypt, under the taskmaster of Pharaoh. And God saw their plight, and God sent Moses to deliver them and to release them from their bondage. You see, Moses was God's messenger with God's message. God sent Moses to these people. And they had the privilege of hearing Moses. Many times they rejected Moses. Many times they disobeyed Moses. Many times they complained to Moses. But here, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, they're being reminded this was a privilege. That God sent Moses, a man of God, to them to warn them. And you know, sinner, isn't that just like you? How often have you heard the gospel? How often have you heard that you need to be saved? How often have you heard that there is a way that you can be saved? And yet tonight you're not. And you've spurned the privileges that God has given to you. Whether you want to admit it or not, one of the greatest privileges that you will ever hear is the gospel of Jesus Christ. That gospel that sets men free from their sin. And here you are this evening. Once again, under the preaching of the Word of God. What a privilege, not to hear this preacher, I can assure you, but to hear the Word of God. God sent Moses to them. What a privilege. But not only were they privileged in that they had the preachers of God, but they were also privileged in that there was preservation from God. Because when we read through verse 5 right down in the next number of verses, we see how God preserved them. God delivered them. God was good to them. When He brought them out of Egypt and when they came to the Red Sea and when God parted the waters for them, they walked through on dry ground. God was good to them. As they wandered through the wilderness, God was good to them. What victories God enabled them to enjoy. How God preserved their life. How good God was to them. God was good. God was faithful. He preserved them. You know how good God has been to you tonight. How good God has been to you. You could have been cut off many years ago. But God has been good. Good throughout your life, right until this time. And you see, the problem is you've taken that goodness for God for granted. And you've expected that you would still experience the goodness of God. Not only were they privileged in that they had the preachers of God and that they had the preservation of God, but we come into verse 13, they were privileged in that they had the provision of God. Verse 13, "And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them, and of the vineyards and the olive yards which ye planted not, ye do not eat." God provided for those people. And he provided for them in a way that they couldn't provide for themselves. Verse 13 is a wonderful example of the gospel. What do we have in the gospel tonight? What do we have in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? We have all that we need for living. As we saw this morning, we have all that we need for dying. In the gospel of Christ, God has provided for us things that we worked not for, things that we labored not for. We couldn't do anything to merit our salvation. We couldn't do anything to bring us to God. But God gave us His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave His only begotten Son. Oh, what provision God has made. What provision God has given to you tonight, and yet you've turned your back on them. You've turned away from the goodness of God. You've turned away from the grace of God. Oh, this evening, realize all that you have tonight. Realize all that you have is by the grace and goodness of God. And the greatest thing God has given to you is His Son to be your Savior. But the problem is that you can bank on that for too long. And you can think that God will be good to you throughout life and then into death. Do you know, I believe this evening that there are people in our province, people brought up in churches, and they have this notion that God will be good to me when it comes my time to die, even though I've rejected Him all my life, even though I've refused Him all my life. Well, still it'll all work out. Listen, it won't. Because what you do with the Lord in life determines what He will do with you in death. The Lord's not going to open heaven and let you in just because you rejected Him. Oh, this evening, realize that God has been gracious, God has been good, but there's a time when God's mercy and grace will end. There's a time when the Spirit of God will cease to strive with you. Little hymn says that there's a time we know not when, a point we know not where, that marks the destiny of men for glory or despair. There's a line by us unseen that crosses every path, the hidden boundary between God's patience and God's wrath. Oh, don't cross that line tonight. Don't cross that line tonight. With all the privileges that you've had, with all the graces and all the goodness of God, what an awful thing it would be to be in a lost eternity remembering all that God had gave to you in your life. What an awful thing it would be, like the rich man in hell, and remembering all that God had done for him. The privileges experience. I want you to see not only the privileges experienced, but I want you to come further and look at the plan expressed. The plan expressed in verse 14. There's something these people needed to do. Verse 14, "Now therefore fear the Lord." That talks about a reverential fear. "Serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord." They were to do something. They were to turn from their sin. One of those words that which has fallen out of the vocabulary today of the evangelical world is repentance. It's all about doing good. Listen tonight, there is none good. You can't do good. There's none that seeketh after God. What you need to do is tonight to repent of that sin. Turn away from those things that you think are enough. Turn to God. These people had to turn away from their false gods. You say, I'm not serving any false god. Well, if you're not saved, then you're serving some god, and it's not the true God. You need to turn away from wherever your dependence is tonight, and you need to turn to Christ and turn to Him alone. Put away the gods. In other words, it's time to get real. It's time to get serious. And sinner, is it not time tonight that you got real, that you got serious? Now you want to hold on to your sin and you cling to your sin. When all the time that Christ is offered in the gospel to save you and to release you from your sin. But listen, you can live in your sin all you want. And yes, you can die in your sin. But let me tell you this with sincerity, with love to your soul, you will never be in heaven with your sin. You hold on to your sin. Cling on to that old life. You'll never be in heaven. Because there's nothing that defileth. All these people were to turn from their sin. They were to turn away from their gods. And they were to serve the true God. Oh, that tonight you would turn to the Lord. Oh, that tonight you would turn away from your own, the gods of your own imagination. Repentance. Turning. Faith. It's trusting. Have you turned? What are you depending on tonight? Maybe it's your good character. Maybe it's your upright life, your moral life. Those things are good, commendable. Maybe it's your church. Maybe it's even this church. It doesn't matter what church, no church will save you. The only thing that matters when it comes your time to leave this world is what you've done with Christ. Remember the dying thief on the cross. Dying thief wasn't baptized. The dying thief didn't know theology. The dying thief wasn't a church member. I'm not scoffing all those things. Those things are necessary. But what was it that got him into heaven? What was it? It was Christ. It was faith in Christ. It was turning from his sin, his old life of sin, and turning to Christ. Oh, that tonight you would turn to him. That you would decide for him tonight. There's the privileges experienced, the plan expressed. But notice as we close now, there's the plea exclaimed. Verse 15. Choose you this day. Choose you this day whom you will serve. There's the plea. There's Joshua, the man of God, appealing to the people to leave their sin, to leave their false gods, and turn to Christ. And tonight, in love and joy to your hearts, I say to you, leave your sin tonight. If I could drag you to Christ, I would, but I can't. Choose you this day. You notice it was a pressing choice. Verse 15 again, choose you this day. Do you know the devil's greatest lie tonight? It's not that there is no heaven. The devil's greatest lie to your soul tonight is not that there is no hell. The devil's greatest lie to your soul, dear sinner, tonight is that there is no hurry. You don't need to worry about these things just now. There's no hurry. You read through the Word of God. The Word of God, of course, has all got to do with redemption. And you'll always see it's in the here and now. This day. Why? Because this is the only day you have. Don't bank on tomorrow. Tomorrow could be eternity just hidden from your view. This is the only time you have. This day now, turn to Christ. It was a pressing choice, but praise God, there was a positive choice. Because look what the people said in verse 21. We will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. You know the greatest thing you could ever do in your life is to give your heart and life to Jesus Christ. And here was the people saying, Christ for me, Christ for me. You see, you just can't have one foot in the world and one foot in the Lord. It doesn't work that way. They were saying, it's all for Christ. All for the Lord. Pledge allegiance to Him. We're going to serve Him. We're going to live for Him. Why? Because I tell you this, whenever you decide for Christ, nothing else matters. Whenever a soul gets saved, man or woman gets saved, there's a joy in their hearts that they never had before. Lady left this church this morning, told me she got saved since last week. A joy in that lady's heart. Peace in her soul. Nothing else mattered. Nothing else mattered to these people but the Lord. But you say, but what about this and what about that? Listen, when you give your heart and life to Jesus Christ, those other things, those other people won't have the same significance. You'll want to live for Christ. And you'll want to tell others about Him. We will serve the Lord. I wonder tonight how you will decide. You're going to decide for Christ? You're going to choose this day that you're going to serve the Lord. Leave your sin. Come. Come to Christ. It's the greatest decision you'll ever make. And I know it's the Holy Spirit that does the work of regeneration. I know it's the Holy Spirit that draws the sinner to Christ. I know that. We must decide. Choose you this day. I wonder today what your decision will be. I wonder tonight what choice you will make. Because as you leave this meeting, you will make a choice. Every single person who walks out the doors of this church will make a choice. They've either decided, I'm for Christ. or I'm against Christ. Either decided I'm turned my life over to Jesus Christ, or I'm going to live on in my sin and reject the gospel for another time. You'll make a decision. But remember this. The decision you make now will determine your destiny. Whether it be in God's heaven or in God's hell. You say, preacher, but you will be back next Sunday. We will. Not one of us knows. The next time you come in through this church could be in a box. We could be mourning your death. Your coffin at the front of this church. And then it'll be too late. That's why this is destiny's defining decision. Decide now and decide for Christ. Let's bow in prayer.